Welcome back to Zion's Redemption Radio Network. Today we're going to be reading chapter 13 of the Teachings of the Doctrine of Eternal Lives, To Go No More Out. This is a pretty short chapter, just like the last one. But let's get into it. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. Revelations chapter 3, verse 12. Joseph Smith stated, "And may the Lord bless you and keep your garments spotless, that ye may at last be brought to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the holy prophets who have been ever since the world began, having your garments spotless, even as their garments are spotless, in the kingdom of heaven to go no more out." Alma chapter 7, verse 25. Continuing on, "And now may God grant unto these my brethren that they may sit down in the kingdom of God, yea, and also all those who are the fruit of their labors, that they may go no more out, but that they may praise him forever. And may God grant that it may be done according to my words, even as I have spoken. Amen." Alma chapter 29, verse 17. Also in Alma in the Book of Mormon, "And this I know, because the Lord hath said, he dwelleth not in unholy temples, but in the hearts of the righteous doth he dwell. Yea, and he has also said that the righteous shall sit down in his kingdom to go no more out, but their garments should be made white through the blood of the Lamb." Alma chapter 34, verse 36. In the Book of Helaman, in the Book of Mormon, it states, "Yea, we see that whatsoever will may lay hold upon the word of God, which is quick and powerful, which shall divide asunder all the cunning and snares and the wiles of the devil, and lead the man of Christ in the straight and narrow course across that everlasting gulf of misery, which is prepared to engulf the wicked, and land your souls, yea, their immortal souls, at the right hand of God in the kingdom of heaven, to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and with all the holy fathers, to go no more out." Helaman chapter 3, verses 29 through 30. And in this state, they were to remain until the judgment day of Christ. And at that day, they were to receive a greater change and to be received into the kingdom of the Father to go no more out, but to dwell with God eternally in the heavens. Third Nephi chapter 28, verse 40. I think that one's talking about the three Nephites. So this is an interesting thing, to go no more out. And the way I understand it, and by the way, that's the end of the list of readings for this chapter. But the way I see it is that we get to the point where we become a father or a mother. And that this is going to be hard for people to understand that don't understand the Adam God doctrine. They don't understand eternal progression or the progression of the gods or multiple mortal probations, which is the same thing as eternal lives. But the way I understand it is that we go through many mortalities from world to world, and that we gain the experiences that we need, and that as we progress, God gives us different roles within the kingdom or within each different earth life. But eventually we become prophets, and eventually we become apostles, and eventually we become God the witness. And this is the beginning of Godhood, the first degree of the celestial kingdom. And that when we have been obedient and faithful in that calling to being God the witness or the Holy Ghost, we, in our next probation, in the next world that comes, we become a redeemer to that world, the same as Jesus is to us. And that when we pay for the sins and transgressions and the fall of that world in a Garden of Gethsemane type experience and seal that upon the cross, we pay for the children of that world with our lives, with our life, and with our sacrifice. And we are bought with a price, and we become the children of the Redeemer. So when Jesus Christ paid for our sins, he became our Father. Now we have Father Adam, who is Michael. He's still our Father. Yehovah, our Elohim, is still our Father. God, the Eternal Father, is still our Father. But Jesus becomes our Father by paying for our sins and transgressions. This is called the law of adoption. This is one of the facets of the law of adoption. And that when Jesus Christ is given all things by his Father Adam and on Diamond, his next step is to go upon a new earth, to be placed in a Garden of Eden, and to partake of the fruit of that world, so that he descends from a celestial, by the way, with his wife. He descends from a celestial to a terrestrial to a telestial state so that he and his wife can have children. But they're not born again. And they do not die after that. Jesus Christ will never die again, which is what the meaning of to go no more out means. See, when Adam and Eve were placed onto this planet, their names were not Adam and Eve. Their names were Michael and Ashura. They were husband and wife. They were exalted celestial beings. And under the instruction of God the Eternal Father and the Council of the Elohim, Jehovah, our Elohim, brought Michael and Ashura here. And Michael and Ashura took upon themselves the names of God the Eternal Father and God the Eternal Mother. And they partook of the fruit of this earth until there was enough of this earth that was infused in them that their blood turned from plasma or light into carnal blood, and they descended from a celestial down to a terrestrial and finally to a telestial being so that they could have children. And they took upon themselves the name of God the Eternal Father, who is Adam, and God the Eternal Mother, who is Hava, not Eve. And they had children. And this is how Jesus Christ will become the Father of a world. See, we are his spiritually through the law of adoption because he paid for us with the atonement. We will become his physically when he becomes an Adam on the new earth that's talked about in the book of Revelations. And at the end of his life, the same with Michael. Michael and Ashura, or Adam and Eve, at the end of their life, they never died. they were translated and ascended back to a state of a terrestrial being and waited for Jesus Christ to come and pay for the sins and transgressions of this world, that he might break the bands of death. And when Jesus went to his wife right after the resurrection, Mary, he said, "Hold me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go unto my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father," speaking of Father Adam, who is Michael, "and unto my God," or my Elohim, "and your God," or Elohim, that's Jehovah. And Jesus Christ broke the bounds of death, and the first one resurrected after Jesus Christ was the Father, and then our Mother, who is Michael and Ashura, our Mother in Heaven. And when Jesus and his wife go down on that new earth that is spoken of in the book of Revelations, they will take upon themselves the name of Adam and Hava, and they will populate an earth, and through that they will become the Father and Mother of all living. First spiritually, through the atonement, but second physically, which is how all things are done. First spiritually and then physically. And that at the end of their lives, they will ascend to become a terrestrial being, and they will wait for the Redeemer of that world to pay for the fall of that world, for their sins and their transgressions, and they will be brought back to the celestial presence of God, their God. This is the progression of the gods. This is how we go no more out. But until we get to that point, we do go through many probations so that we can learn, so that we can grow, so that we can become like they are. And in order to receive an exaltation, it's not just going and getting your temple recommend and paying tithing and all of that. You actually have to become a redeemer to a world. But you can't become a redeemer without first being a witness, which is where I'm at. And in order to become the Father of a world or the Mother of a world, to become a Heavenly Father or a Heavenly Mother, you must first become an Adam and an Eve. And these things are mysteries that people do not understand, but they need to turn back to their Father and to do as he has asked us to do. And in time, you will know that these things are true, whether you believe them or not. Because we don't get the priceless gem of exaltation without much experience, without paying the price. And there is a path that we must follow, and few there be that find it. Anyway, the next chapter we will be covering is Kingdoms of Glory and the Seven Heavens, and that's chapter 14 of the Teachings of the Doctrine of Eternal Lives. Thank you everyone for listening. Take care, God bless, and goodbye. Oh.